Blog Talk Radio.
At the count of three, I want y'all to tell me the name of my DJ. One, two, three.
Yo, I gotta hear that one more time, man. One, two, three. Yeah, boy, for all those that didn't understand, Terminator X.
Justice for George Floyd. Yes, for those ignorant cops, what they did to him in Minneapolis, Minnesota, they deserve life. I guarantee you, this is Wayne Benitez. Joining me with my co-host, Tommy Two Chips.
You know, 1999 Royal Rumble, it was The Rock against Mankind. And it was a hardcore match. No, sorry, it was an I Quit match. It was an I Quit match. The Rock hit Mankind 10 times with the steel chair. That is what I want to do sometimes with some people in society. This has been a frustrating week. Frustrating 2 weeks. It just, everything just driving me crazy. It's insane. It's totally insane. First, you got senile Joe Biden, who's saying I'm not intelligent enough to decide who I'm gonna vote for because I'm not black enough. Then you have this what happened in Minnesota with George Floyd, which the man did not do anything wrong. He was not being aggressive. you know, all the evidence is not, you know, not in, but clearly he did not have to die. Someone put his knee on it. It was unnecessary. It's just, what happened to George Floyd happened all around the world. I have friends in Australia. I have friends in Brazil. I have friends in New Zealand. That video went world viral, worldwide, in every single country in the world. Embarrassment. Because some four scumbags decided to do wrong. It's embarrassing. And they didn't have to think about this. They didn't have any kind of common sense to figure out they were on video and videos can go viral. Common sense will tell you, stop it. People are videotaping you. Dude, that's how arrogant they were. Arrogance is how stupid they were. Oh, man. You know, sometimes I just want to put my head in the sand and just like, and it's like, cut this off society sometimes, man. It's just ridiculous what happened. It was unnecessary. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. There is some police procedures in some police departments in the United States. There is a police tactic. It is legal to put a knee on a man's neck. It's because, like, a man might be crazy or on drugs or something. That's how they contain him. But when a man say, I can't breathe, I should tell you to stop. Am I wrong? Am I missing something here? Am I not seeing things?
No. You're on point with everything, basically, that it's bullshit, and this the same dumbass cop, basically, that walked away so many complaints from Amy Schumer, didn't want to prosecute him at all as a senator in Minnesota at all for all his other wrongdoings. She did dirty to a lot of black people in Minnesota, basically, innocent people that's already in prison instead of evidence.
Oh, man, it's just, why are people stupid? I'm trying to figure, why are people stupid, and think they can get away with something when they have it on video? And it's just, because I'm trying to figure this out. If I'm being videotaped, I don't want people to see my ignorance. But yet, you see ignorant people do stupid stuff on twerking in supermarkets and things like that, and just acting like a fool. So I guess no one has any shame. It's like, this is insanity.
Yes, and some of the stupid. Exactly. And it's a combination of everything. They said most of the looters were white people also. And it's a combination between people that lost their jobs. Basically, almost 50 million people lost their jobs during the pandemic. They into it, I guess, they trying to fight the system. They're trying to get to pay their bills or trying to find food the other way. They're going after Target or Walgreens, basically. And you got some sneaky infiltrators, basically, trying to incite people also. And on top of that, people are tired of the judicial police system. Basically, they've been for over 400 years. The KKK, they still want to live by that. They still protecting, and they need to have laws on black people being protected more than the bad apple cops. Basically, they need to be eliminated. Basically, they need police reform everywhere in the United States, basically. Racism, white supremacy got to end. There's not no political thing. This is the right way to do it, basically.
Now let us be clear, perfectly clear on this. Not all police officers are bad. Matter of fact, I'm 100% for police. We're not saying that at all. This
right.
Just,
Right.
The listeners,
there's good
listen,
cops
no, we're not
and bad cops,
bad.
Right. Right.
But you have police officers, you know, that just go off, you know, and for no reason, who are not, I guess, mentally incapable or not being trained right or whatever. There's different ways how you can look at it. But, you know, these things need to change. But I will add this on, okay? This is for your listeners. Think about this. For years, black Americans have been saying that we could get people in power, get black in power, people in this position, people in this position. We have the people in the positions. What are they doing? Absolutely nothing. And the thing just gets over is a repeating cycle over and over and over again. But how do you put people like to look at us in power who are not doing anything? It just makes you wonder. You know,
yeah, exactly. And don't forget, most of the media, corporate media, wants to keep prison labor. They working, they getting funds from that. And basically, it's the established on top of that also. Basically, that you know they rely on, you know, in these black neighborhoods, the Democrat, it's a Democratic and black communities right there. But most of them are shady, basically. They all in it for greed and corruption and everything else, basically. They need the right ones in place, in office, basically. Not to suck up every time when it's a police killing of a civilian, that all of a sudden they trying to use that to work people up and they'll get in office and do shit, basically. We need change. We need progressive, basically. We need an outsider to go in there to shake things up, basically, to clear office and everything. It got to end right there and stuff. It's because people want everything back. They have been fighting to bring that back, to reinstall, you know, everything, even to bring back the father inside the household, the black father inside the household, basically. So many horrible bills passed, including the crime bill for mass incarceration and everything else, from the crack epidemic, the war on drugs and everything. And it's got black communities are suffering at an all-time low, basically. It's time to do something. It's time for everyone to unite, basically, to get it done. We don't need half of America. We need everyone, basically. Enough is enough, basically.
Yeah, it's true.
We need a better, healthy society.
Everyone needs to get better, like you said, society, everybody. When you say the word society, that means everyone in the United States of America. Everybody. I was thinking of you played Public Enemy, you know, at the beginning of the show, you know, and you know that's not a bad song. Public Enemy, you know, they were political. They were one of the greatest rap groups ever, you know. But I was thinking about this other song was ringing in my head. Going back, Temptation song, Ball of Confusion. If you listen to those lyrics, it is still what's going on today. Exactly what's going on. That song was done over 50 years ago. And it still applies to this day because nothing has changed. That's why. When you have a song that's doing 50 years ago, tomorrow was going on 50 years ago, and it's still... lyrics still ring true today. Nothing has changed, really. Nothing for the good that has changed.
Right.
You
and
know,
it's
and
also on top of that, exactly. It's horrible, basically, that I'm trying to encourage people to stay away from even these the View or the Real or any of these other talk shows. They all in it with the the Democratic establishment, or any or right wing that stuff. I made out like Bill O'Reilly's views, but when he was on Sinclair, he was basically said that they all for the $1 million. They get their millions at the end. They don't give a damn about the American people or any or no black agenda. They don't care, basically. Whoopi Goldberg and them, they controlled by the Democratic establishment. That part right there. Of course, it's run by CBS, MSNBC, and other areas, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The CNNs, basically. That's why CNN was under attack with the riots, destroying that because they work with the government. And
that was
then with
that was
Big Pharma and everything.
That was fun.
It needed to happen right there. I made, think of DX basically invading CNN. This was people are tired of being manipulated by corporate media, basically, and stuff. And more people going to black media and independent media on YouTube, basically, to get the facts and everything, basically. It's basically horrible, basically. Bill Clinton made it that way, basically. He made, with the Telecommunication Act in 96, he made corporations buy up news stations. He made the AT&Ts bigger, the Comcast. When Trump called them Comcast.
Yep. I got a question for you. And if our listeners this is a question for the listeners also. What is your opinion on what's going on with the sports? Drew Brees gave his opinion, about Colin Kaepernick, and he just got everyone that came at him, And then you had also this NBA announcer for the Sacramento Kings got fired just for retweeting All Lives Matter, which means black, white, everything matters. So what's your opinion of that? What's your opinion of Drew Brees first? And what he said, I wonder how he's getting attacked. So saying, just talking about, kneeling.
I mean, police, I've seen some police doing that basically, even in Baltimore also. And it's kneeling basically for justice, basically, for black people against wrongfully bad cops. And I really think that that the NFL still owe him apology, basically, for that, basically. He cultivated the whole world, him and George Floyd, basically.
Now, do you like the term, the hashtag, All Lives Matter? Do you think that's a
all
bad
lives
thing
matter.
Or a good thing?
No, I said a bad thing. I told black lives matter first, then we can have that later, basically.
And did you see what happened on the Breakfast Club yesterday? Radio show? Rush Limbaugh was on there.
I had missed it right there. I was shocked that they would have them, basically.
First of all, I give respect to the Breakfast Club. I applaud them. I'm very impressed they will have somebody from the right, from the conservative Republican side, especially someone who's like a legend on the Republican side, like Rush Limbaugh, I respect that highly because I listen to them. You know, I'm a conservative. You know, I'm a Republican too. So, you know, it's good to have someone on that show. You know, but they were, you know, they were talking and everything, and it got a little intense on both ends. You know, basically, you know, Rush Limbaugh was giving them a compliment, saying how they succeeded and everything and all that. And they were talking about, you know, white supremacy and all this. And, you know, he said he didn't believe in that, which, you know, that's not a bad thing. Somebody doesn't, that's their opinion, okay? They don't understand it. And you know, there's people who don't, you know, believe it. You know, this is, they're not racist. They just, you know, they can't, he was trying to understand where they were coming from. You know, I was saying that, but they weren't explaining it to him. You know that. And they were talking about systematic racism and stuff like that. So it was a conversation. It could have gone a little bit longer. It could have gone a little bit smoother. But I'm glad it needed to happen. I'm glad it happened. And all that. And did you, and talk about a little bit about wrestling, did you hear about AEW? AEW Tony Khan's list of people that's not going to come to AEW. Yeah. Whoa. Jim Cornette is number one and Hulk Hogan number one.
I'm not worried about Jim Cornette because, you know, he's a legend and stuff. I would say Linda Hogan. Once those comments Linda Hogan made basically about Afro Americans, all these she said something ignorant about it, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Even though she's not married with Hogan anymore, so Tony Khan don't appreciate Hogan using the N word from 2015, and that's one reason he's not invited there. Also, and I was shocked that I didn't know about RVD.
Oh, yeah, he's on that list. He's on that list. Roman Reigns is on that list. There's a bunch of other people. Shane McMahon, Vince McMahon. You know, it's just like a whole bunch of people on that list. He's going bold, man.
I mean, it's still kind of the take not too far. Of course, they not going to never come there because that's the competition right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that Roman is a WWE for lifer and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that. Of course, that and stuff. With Jim Cornette, you never say never right there.
But I gotta admit, double or nothing last week was pretty good. I like the pay per view.
Very good, also. Yes, Sheeta. Yes, Sheeta. It's just finally they got the belt off of that snob, Nyla Rose.
Nyla Rose. Sheeta and Nyla Rose. I'm not a fan of Nyla Rose.
Right. And that would be a nightmare right there. Imagine her working with Nyla Rose.
Ugh.
Oh, my. That would be a train wreck right there.
Yeah. Maybe Wilson Goldberg and Stone Cold match WrestleMania 20.
Not that bad, no.
How about Undertaker and Goldberg? Like that bad?
No, it gotta be someone under the card that's worse. Like it's horrible. Like. One of those past former divas up there mixing them up with Nyla Rose.
Oh.
that came from toughing us. That would be the worst part right there. I've seen way worse.
AEW did a Black Lives. They did a tribute to Black Lives Matter. They said it on AEW said on their Twitter. On their Instagram, Black Lives Matter.
Always, yes. That was very good tribute. Yes.
So they getting the political with it. Social justice.
But Jason Stryker said something offensive, basically. Right in WWE, he basically was saying it, saying something about Trump's what he did with the bringing out the troops and like this to they start attacking the peaceful protesters and stuff like that. And he got some flack from most of the daily talent, basically, and Twitter. Sami Zayn's got on him, basically, stop trying to be in character, basically. In and out of character, so
Right.
Even Drew Brees, all of a sudden, now going to apologize for what his comments were saying. They was, and everyone was in New Orleans was saying, "Fuck Drew Brees."
Okay, Wayne, I gotta be honest with you, sir. I have to be honest. I'm really having trouble taking any of these athletes, Drew Brees, everyone else. LeBron James, seriously. I mean, is that they, okay, Kaepernick, I'm going to be honest with you. Kaepernick, I really don't care about. I got to mean, if he's there, he's there. If he's not, he's not. I've never really been a fan of his. I know I don't really hate him. I don't really like him. He's just there. I got to be honest with him. You know. But I don't think they really know what's going on with us, per se. They say about a couple things here, a couple things there, but most of the time, 90% of the time, they stay in the multi-million-dollar home, they listen to the police and everything. They don't go through what we go through. You know, they live in a whole other world, so I can't really take them too seriously. They say something, you know. I like Kanye West. You know, because he supports Trump, I support Trump. But he's there. If he says something good, good. If he doesn't, he doesn't. That's how I feel about athletes and entertainers. And Cardi B, oh my goodness, we won't get into her. She say whatever. Just to say, you know. But I can't take these athletes and entertainers seriously. They say one thing, they say, you know, it's fine. If you say another thing, it's fine too. I just take what they say with a grain of salt. You know, and most of your celebrities, you know, back the Democrat Party anyway, the liberals. So it's like I really don't take them really serious, even more.
Right.
You know, that's just my opinion. You know, because they live in another world. They don't work 9-to-5 jobs and everything. They go to the parties, rich parties, and all that. You know, now like I admit, LeBron is doing stuff. He built a school. I agree. That's a good thing. I'm not knocking it. I never knock that. But you know, if he does it, good. If he doesn't do it, that's fine too. It's like I take it, you know, with a grain of salt. And that these athletes do something. But
right.
What do you say? Now this the answer is that there's an answer we haven't talked about yet. What needs to change? God needs to come back in. Yeah, this country is going haywire, you know, in a crazy, because, you know, since we took God out of schools during the 1960s, or Madam O'Hara, the lady from Maryland, you know, said, you know, things has been going downhill ever since. you know. They destroyed a church in D.C. How can you not? How can of all the riots that happened over the years, no churches were destroyed. I recall, very few churches were destroyed. Then they had a these banners had to lose them to a church. A church. Come on now, that's just crazy. There's no moral in a society. No respect.
Right, but they took prayer out of it also because it's something it's other religions also.
Yes, true. But I say this: you have Christian Judea society. If I'm American, found on Christian values. Now I got now doing slavery, and yes, you have some evil people that did twisted things, and later on, people apologize for that. The Southern Baptist Church did a lot of stuff in the past, and they did a written apology, a public written apology. The Catholic Church apologized for the racism they did. They apologized. You know, but did not start until Obama got in office. He said this is not a Christian society. Nope. And they start bringing the Muslims and everything. Now, if we were over in their country, Saudi Arabia, right now, we would have to speak to Muslim, Christian, we have to speak Islam. Islam is a dominant religion. If you go to countries like Turkey, Islam is a dominant religion. And we would have to respect that, and know that. But here it's like, no. This is why, people criticize Trump for this, Trump for that. But the man has done a lot of things for Christians that people don't realize. Because the media doesn't report a lot of things that he does. He's done a lot. That's why he has an evangelical votes, the Christians and all that. People don't realize what the man has done.
Mm. Yeah, but I said that was tasteless for what he did, basically going over there with a photo op to take a picture with the Bible right there, and then all of these, he basically incited the troops in D.C. and they start wailing these peaceful protesters right there, and that was uncalled for. They went off after the media also and stuff, and that was he had tons of flack even from several Republicans also. Even Tim Scott was kind of a little critical about it basically right there and stuff, that he used two extreme words to describe it basically. And I mean, it wasn't presidential like basically. It was like coming from somewhere off the streets and stuff. Right, and then they end up comparing him to George Wallace basically.
Well, I know that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. You compare him to a Southern Democrat racist. Even though this man is, I know they did that. The media is just so retarded. They're retarded. I'm sorry, that's not even political correct. It's just stupid. It's just stupid. Oh, man. Come on. That's a long stretch. Comparing what he did with the Bible and everything to Jordan. I mean, it does not make any sense. But what are you going to wonder what the media is going to do now? What are they going to say next? What are your thoughts on COVID? Do you think the numbers are right?
I agree that he took it too far. He took it too far right there. He should have did it not for television or nothing like that. He should have did it behind closed doors. Right there. Trump basically. for what he did right there. Because at time right there, he's supposed to be like the calmer person. He's supposed to be telling, you know, the protesters that he feel their pain and everything else. Don't go extreme the distance and stuff, because people losing it. On top of that, people losing their jobs and they fed up with the whole judicial system of police and stuff. Of course, there's some of them that's trying to infiltrate it basically from the outside and stuff. And it's just neat. He just got to be more presidential, like right there.
Oh, actually, he did do a speech. He did a couple, but the media didn't air it. I was sending it. I sent it to the Russell Effect Facebook page. I sent it, but yeah, he did a 4-minute speech. The media did not put it. He was presidential in every regard. I just can't understand why the people just pick at this man. Have mercy.
Right.
He
and the media,
he did a couple speeches.
Right. And I'm just looking for that Dream Party candidate is going to be more like the Ross Perot of 92. They just need that basically. And Bernie thought Bernie Sanders was going to be that person. I forgot his name. From the Dream Party in a day, I forgot. They wanted him to be so much like him like that. I forgot his name. Ugh. A name from the past and stuff. That dude that always run on third party, I forgot his name. Ugh. Not Ross Perot. And he was a socialist. I forgot his name. But Bernie Sanders don't want to be like him. Ralph Nader, exactly. He don't want to be like Ralph Nader. He said it right there, and that's the wrong movement. He messed up his movement right there. He going to lay down to Joe Biden and quit the election, not even fighting for the DNC to do recounts on everything that they rigged the election this time. This is why they eliminate Chelsea Manning and Julian Assange. 4 years ago, they locked up for no apparent reason. They was telling the truth about the DNC hacked the election.
Yeah, but here's the thing about Bernie Sanders. He's more coherent. He would have had a better chance against Trump. But now, I got a question for you and all you Bernie bros, and everyone who supports Bernie Sanders. 2 years, he dropped out. Do y'all really trust him to run for a third time? Two times he disappeared.
No, he's done, basically, because people got fed up. They know what he's all about, basically. Now he decided he's going to work with the DNC, and they're going to – the Democratic establishment, and he's going to be the mouthpiece to try and get back people inside the Democratic Party, and which is not going to work this time, basically. And they stay in third party, more people. They stay in that third party right there, and they're going to run for that. More likely, Howie Hawkins, the co-founder of the Dream Party, get the nominee, and he has a black woman activist, Angela Walker. But right now, it's some turbulence going on in the Dream Party with him It's like another, like almost like a DNC rig job on one of their candidates they're running against, basically. And he called them out, basically, that about his name not on a ballot in North Carolina, and then other restrictions. That's why Jesse Ventura pulled out, changed his mind of running for president. That he's not gonna entirely quit his job at RT News. Without no job and stuff, while running as president, that was the requirement right there, and it was stupid requirements. It seemed like he was doing it. Howie Hawkins was being a selfish ego and stuff, and he blocked all my interviews basically. Didn't get back with me basically, and this is on independent a few independent media outlets that he was doing some shady stuff and that part of the campaign, and you know, I guess that's why Jill Stein is not running for a third time this time around. She would have been a more popular candidate, well known basically, and Jesse Ventura, and it's like, I just hope it's united right there and stuff, because the Poor People's Campaign has started up again that Dr. King has started for 3 years now, and they're going to have their own candidate more likely for the third party right there. Even Bernie Sanders, that started Our Revolution, even though he can't be affiliated with it no more, and I think some of them in the one in California is upset what happened right there. They're going to diss themselves from Bernie and start going to the far left. I mean, to a third, they're going to endorse a third party this time, and people are tired right there, and people are not going to go for they want to pick their own candidate, not someone that's going to try to rig it, basically, and it seems like he's going on with he's talking more about Donald Trump than Joe Biden, and it's just time right there, basically. America is tired.
Oh, yeah. America is tired. You know.
And it's like Joe Biden is not no Barack Obama. He's
Joe
far
Biden
from it.
Joe Biden. If he's going to have a debate on Trump, Trump is going to destroy him. He's going to make Joe Biden say stuff.
Right.
I think Joe Biden might slip up saying something he's going to regret for the rest of his life.
Right.
I mean, he's
Joe
really
Biden
saying
is,
something really bad.
Right. He said more lies than Hulk Hogan and stuff. He's the Rick.
Yeah.
He claimed he's the Ric Flair of politics. I guess he smoked weed with Nelson Mandela and got arrested with him. That's what his claim of fame right there. Oh, he told Barack Obama how to rap. What are you going to say to Trump? You ain't black.
So did you see that Breakfast Club interview with Joe Biden? Did you see it?
Oh, that was...
You heard of,
right, yeah, I've seen it. It was, Black and Gentleman Butter, he should have went more on to a Joe Biden, exposing him with everything. And... Right there, Bernie had the lead, winning three caucuses. All of a sudden, South Carolina, they start rigging it going forward. That was a setup right there. They have computer ballots right there to take over. And they deducting votes from out of Bernie in black neighborhoods. And this is where Bernie didn't want to fight for the people in America. Or nothing. Joe Biden didn't care about people having corona tested positive going to the polls. And I would say that this right there with the riots, I'm surprised they didn't go after. I've seen them go after ATM. I'm surprised they didn't go after the banks more than also the government places and stuff. Anything that's government. And it's going to have to, I think it's one more try for a stimulus package in America right there. And it's, and I think this time for, if Trump cares that much, he's going to have to throw a Hail Mary out there, because he if he want to plan on having control of the House again, is to have a stimulus package this time for temporarily till the pandemic is over, for $2,000 a month for everyone, and take a page out of Bernie that he's supposed to do Medicare for all for temporarily until this pandemic is over. And it's going to end up happening right there. In order for him to do it, to get the vote right there, to make, he got to make his side more happy right there. And more people will buy into it right there. I think this is going to happen right there, that the for Mitch McConnell to go ahead and do it right there, and they got enough votes in the Senate, and of course the, you know, the AOC is going to follow with in the House. They're gonna go along with anything McConnell goes by right there, and Nancy can't stop it at all.
But a $2,000 a month thing, that's kind of unlikely. They all talk about another stimulus package, you know, $1,200 tax. They have, you know, they're talking about that, but the cost is so crazy. The one, the second one, well, the one that Nancy Pelosi put out, it's just so expensive. I don't know where they get the money for to pay for it. I mean, they got some crazy stuff in there, like sticking man dogs, research for coronavirus and animals. Like, why do we need to know that? It's just some up and other stuff they have in it. It's just like, you know, it's just too expensive. But there is a chance we'll get a $1,200 one in the June. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck the $1,200. That didn't do shit for America. People out here struggling, losing their job. They can't even pay their rent. Or gas and liquor, $1,200 ain't shit. It rent more in California and New York and up other places. That's not gonna cut it right there. People risking their lives right there with a they should be getting hazard pay and stuff. And it will be a second wave. Yes, it will be a second wave of Corona coming soon. It's going to be more hitting right in flu season, September and October, basically. And right now, it was several football players from, I think, Alabama Tide tested positive, college football players.
Mm-hmm.
And some say that Larry Hogan has been, for the whole week, sucking up to Donald Trump, the Jesse... trying to get a job in his cabinet coming soon and stuff, and by sending him the troops also, he's trying to get a position somewhere in the White House. He see what's going on with William Byrd, I guess, and other things. I think he's trying to leave before his 2 years is up.
I wouldn't surprise me. But you're right. People are struggling right now. They are. No question about that.
They're struggling.
Some businesses will not be coming back once, you know, everything starts to open up. So, again, you're not the only one that's saying that if you're going to get a second round of coronavirus. You're not the only one that's saying that. In the fall.
And right. Because Bill Gates was saying that on top of that, too. And I noticed that with the state of Maryland, they got all this money for the Kerwin, I understand about education, the $400 million plan. They could have had They could have had a $500. The city, the only one that was talking about the stimulus package, that was like hazard pay, that was Brandon Scott. So the state can afford to come up with $1,000, $500 or $1,000 stimulus package for workers right there.
Oh, Maryland has a lot of money. They are loaded. Maryland's one of the richest states.
One of the richest states. They could pull this shit off right there. And I think he may not, you know, we may call him the all sorts of names, the asshole and the buffoon in office, Trump. He did say that something about cities and states and stuff, leave things to them and stuff in healthcare. And I was saying that they can come up with this shit. Because Ben Jealous ran for governor that time and should have won and stuff. He was talking about Medicare for all for Maryland and free college and everything. They have the money and the access and stuff. And they got the money to give stimulus package and stuff. I've seen this in some cities like Oakland and stuff. The mayor was going to do a 500 UBI package. It can happen right there to restart this economy.
Yeah, that's a good. You know, he made some valid points. The states do have.
And I want to challenge.
Plans,
I just want to challenge the state delegates and the state senators to go pull it off right there. They can do it right there. They can override Larry Hogan anytime they want to. It's the time is now, basically. Patients getting sick at nursing homes and stuff. People not gonna give a damn about option masks. That's gonna be worse. It's gonna be horrible this weekend. People not gonna do social distance. I already seen it in the park in the county at Gwin Oak, basically, in Baltimore County. Especially around other people, basically, their children not even protected. Maybe one or two persons had masks in there, face masks.
So much is going on. We just gotta wait and see. What's going to happen? I know everything's going to reopen. Everything's going to be good for a little while. But what's going to happen in the fall? That's going to be the big question.
Right.
What's going to happen in the fall? Everyone's, people are predicting that a second round coronavirus is going to come. It's going to be worse than a second. It's going to be more worse than the first. You know, so we have to wait and see.
And because some even city council candidates was questioning Larry Hogan's move right there, because it seemed like I've seen in some other states they've been pushing people away from the hospital, basically, to let them have corona going home and stuff, to be quarantined at home. And some say, still saying it's fake, don't believe the news, basically, with these numbers.
And preach, Wayne, preach.
Yes.
You're on a roll.
It's like, where do you get these numbers? The news is horrible. They doing a countdown. They not giving a damn about it right there. Like WJZ. I guess they got some of the CBS disease from Viacom deal that tells fake news.
Oh, on a positive note, this what happened. We had a rocket launch into space this past weekend. NASA, independent company SpaceX launched, had astronauts going to outer space. First time like almost a decade. That's a cool thing.
Right.
Yeah, you hear about that?
Yeah.
You know, this past night, astronauts went to the outer space for like 18, over 18 hours, you know, in space. That's the first time U.S. sent somebody in space in 8 years, 8 to 10
wow.
years.
Wow.
Cool.
Amazing.
Cool thing. I like stuff like that, you know. Feels good that, you know, we send people into space. And eventually, you know, they're going to try to get people into Mars. Want to send people to Mars, you know, and colonize Mars. You know, they won't, probably won't do that, I don't know, the next 80 years. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Wayne and listeners, been a tense
and what's,
show.
What's your thoughts on Impact Wrestling doing a commercial during the pandemic of WWE firing, they're released wrestlers and they're going to be showing, you could be seeing a few of them or most of them show up at Slammiversary pay-per-view.
I think they're going to try to do a war. They're doing bold stuff. I think it's very bold. And they're going to get people watching. You know, Slammiversary.
Right. And they already they showed the Bulgarian flag of Rusev. They showed Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson face Eric
mm-hmm.
Young, Mike Bennett and Maria Kanellis. They of course Rockstar Spud.com. They showed EC3, and of course he will go there because AEW not taking no more wrestlers and stuff, and right there, Rusev could be a big star at Impact right there.
Mm-hmm.
Rusev Day, and basically, they got their own network, the ASX network. You can get it on Sling TV app, besides DirecTV. DirecTV and everything, pillows, it's Dish Network is on all, of course Comcast, they try to make sure NBC don't own no part of anything right now. Maybe later on at Comcast, but they not done yet buying channels, and from sports, from Impact Wrestling. They say that once they purchase Access TV, they're not done yet. They're going after other channels, basically. And this is a billionaire. They billionaires right there. The founder the owner of Impact Wrestling. He's a billionaire. You also got the ones from Ring of Honor, they billionaires also. They
mm-hmm.
they have money also. They've been giving out multi-year deals for Marty Scroll and I forgot the recent wrestler that re-signed for a multi-year big money deal. I forgot his name. Flex Gordon. Flip Gordon.
Yeah, I saw that they had a documentary about his life, Rihanna. I saw, from Montana, I'm talking about how he got into amateur wrestling, how he had, like, attention deficit disorder as a kid, and then he got into amateur wrestling, then he went to college and joined the military. He talked about his life story and all that.
Wow. Yeah,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Man,
he's been in the military, too. Yeah. Yes. A military veteran also.
Well, it's been a wild night. Until next time, take care, effective listeners, wrestling effective listeners, fans. See you next time, Wayne.
All right, same to you.
Good night.
Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, we had an interesting show. Yes, we just hope this country gets better and putting black people first, that they built the they built this country basically. We want reparations. We just hope the Dream Party, the third party, if it's Howie Hawkins or whoever, they're going to put reparations first. Police reform for every state in America deserve it. Every state, police reform, clean office, clean out office, take back everything, bring back centers back in black neighborhoods, bring back the fathers back in the household. We need outsiders to just to take over, basically. If the U.S. Establishment on both sides can't give us anything, and they still full of shit, occupying Wall Street, catering for billionaire donors like Big Pharma, the Koch brothers, all of them, the prison system. We just need to take back the government, basically. We need every black person to come together, basically. We don't need half. We need all. We need every single person, basically, to stay woke. Leave corporate media entities alone. Fox, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, even Hollywood, basically. Stick with the black media, the independent medias like Jimmy Dore Show, RT America, shout outs to them, Mishi X from the Black Agenda, Dr. Boyce Watkins, Tariq Nasheed, definitely. Continue with like ones like Minister Farrakhan, Brother Ben X, Dr. Claude Anderson, Dr. Shauna, the Cornell West, basically. And more also. Even Kim Nelson, Miko House, the Tim Black Show, The Hill also, another good show also. Even though it's a corporate media, but it tells for progressives and stuff. All these progressive media on independent YouTube, RT News, like according to Jesse, reacted tonight also. Those shows also, Rational National. The Joe Rogan Show also is very good. The Rolling Stones podcast, another good show also. Yes, we can turn these things into dreams for a third party, independent party, basically. That's where most black voters, basically. The biggest voting bloc is not non-voters and also independent voters. Double more than Democrats and Republicans, basically. We need a revolution. We need one. We don't need no Hollywood leaders like Beyonce or Jay-Z or them getting in our head. No. Just because they got money doesn't mean they know a lot of shit, basically, of knowledge. We just need more realness, basically, to hold these people accountable, basically. We need to unify the whole, you know, we end up selecting our own officials, basically, from the outside, basically, to build back the black communities up, more black schools, to teach more ethics, and more the true part of black history, basically, and everything. We just need that, basically, a higher education system. Get rid of these prison schools, public schools, they're not teaching our children well. We just need that, basically. We need a higher ground, basically. The more they put black families first, the more you will see this country succeed. We'll be back next week, basically, for Wrestling F Factor Radio. This is Wayne Benitez. I'm out. Later.
At the count of three, I want you all to tell me the name of my DJ. 1, 2, 3.
Yo, I gotta hear that one more time, man. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, boy, for all those that didn't understand, Terminator X.
Taking you for a long ride, I make your brain slip and do the